Ahoy everyone, this is recording number 10 for the audio journal of Voyagers Under Sail. Today is Sunday, August 5th, 2018, and this is the day that the adventure for Voyagers Under Sail starts for real. Today we set sail. Right now it's just before 6 o'clock, we are still in the marina. The boat went into the water on Thursday lunchtime. Everything went smooth. Everything was perfect. Claudia, my wife, she came on Friday, and she was really happy to see us. When the boat was being moved from the dry to the water, I was really emotional. I almost started crying because you have to understand, it's been 8 years of dreaming and about 4 years of preparation with the last few months of hard work. But when I saw the boat moving, I knew this is it, it's for real, it's happening, it's finally happening. And there were tears in my eyes at that time. My children, Theodora, or Tia, and David, they were behind me. Of course, they were messing around as always. That was fine. And yeah, today we'll be leaving. Now it's before 6 o'clock in the morning. It's still dark outside. Our first leg is going to be from this part of France, close to Marseille, to the Balearic Islands. It's about 200 miles passage. It's going to be very little wind, unfortunately. So it's going to take us most likely 2 days and one night, or, you know, 2 nights and 2 days, something like around that, around 50 hours, 40 to 50 hours, I'd say. Let's say 45 hours. So it's going to be a lot of motoring, unfortunately, for our first Voyagers Under Sail passage. But this is the mad, and I don't want to wait any longer. If we don't leave now, we'll have to wait another 4 or 5 days before we have a chance of any favorable wind. So I'd rather leave today and start the adventure. The boat is in great shape. Provisions are done. We just need to put a few things away and tidy up a little bit, but apart from that, the boat is ready. I got compliments from everybody about how good the boat looks. Last evening I spent trying to install the AIS, like the software to program the boat details into the AIS, and also to program the MMSI into the radio. This is like a marine identification number in case of distress calls and for radio communications. Anyway, you know, just a few little things to be put together. But today we'll be leaving. Kira is here as well. She's Dora's best friend. They're in the same school, so she joined us yesterday afternoon as well. For the provisioning, we had to rent a car because it wasn't practical to carry all the shopping and do all the shopping without a car. So I rented a small car for 2 days. That helped us do 3-4 rounds of shopping, and also it helped me pick Claudia from the airport and Kira from the airport, and you know, it was a bit of a more comfortable experience for them and for us as well. Otherwise we'll have to take the bus for about an hour one way, an hour the other way, and so on. The weather has been really, really hot, with temperatures above 36 degrees Celsius during the day. Like in the morning, you wake up with at 25, 26 degrees Celsius. It's absolutely boiling during the day. And that's it. I just wanted to say that today is the day that we set sail, and the adventure on the seas will start. It'll be 2 years of real adventures. I'll try to update as soon as possible and more often with more details about what's happening every single day. But right now, today, we just need to fill up the tank, put a few jerry cans aside, get a little bit more petrol for the outboard, maybe buy fresh bread, give a rinse to the deck, and then just go ahead. I just need to raise the head sail. I'm going to go for a very light head sail for the next few days because the wind is going to be light. But that's it. So, for those of you who've been listening from the beginning, I just want to say thank you for the patience. And let's see what comes up from now on. Okay? I won't spare you any detail. Goodbye.